ko kubayizi bali abatu ulangabo abatu leibuzi la sinye yokuna umuaka kwa bili ya bili mwesatu bali umutuwa umutuwa lukumu mwenkumi bili okwaya kwa yonge bajabe yonge lako bajabe yonge lako bajabe yonge lako minister urufanya lukumu mwenye yava mbiye leibuzo vini ya sinye yokuna umuaka kwa dagami enti okutende kwa kwa bayizi abatakola bibuzo okendira kwawe kizamwe subi ne kiraga nti abayizi banji kati abewandisa bakola ebigezo yabiranga amalako omutindira guno gwa siniya eyokuna obutafaana ko ne mabega wakati omwendo gw'abatakola bibuzo gukidde ddala.
I have no doubt in my mind, therefore, that as more of our children go through this competence-based education system, we will become wholesomely liberated, and so shall Uganda, because we are witnessing a new era in our homeland. As Mark Bennis points out in this book on page 107, in order to liberate a nation, individuals must first be liberated themselves. Secondly, the 2025 UCE results, as reported by UNEP, paint a very encouraging picture. The percentages of learning of learners reaching defined levels of competency has improved from those of 2024 cohort of candidates.
Kachonira senior masomesa, abafudde okuteeka omulaka ku nsomesa eno empya, n'agamba nti kye bakoze kirungi nnyo, era ebibala birabiddwako kuba nti abayizi ate bakoze bulungi.
This improvement in performance is by and large attributed to the fact that teachers have adapted their teaching approaches to what competence-based instruction expects. A teacher is a facilitator of learning and not a source of learning. I trust that as we move further along implementing the competence-based curriculum and our teachers become more competent, such better performance shall be consolidated. An area which UNEP has reported about, as you listened to both the chairperson and Mr. McGowan, needs more emphasis.